sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for all of the cholim Klal Yisrael. We're going to learn B'siyata Dishmaya, the 73rd perek of Tehillim, Mizmor La'asaf, and we're basing ourselves on various commentaries, among which Rav Hirsch, Rav Sirotskin, Rav Foyer, and others. So it says, Mizmor La'asaf, who is this Asaf? So Asaf wrote altogether 12 Pirkei Tehillim, a lot of Tehillim. He was the leading musician of the Levium of his times, as we see in Divrei Yamim. His name is often equated with David, Nechemiah Yud Beis Mem Vav. He was more than just a composer, he also had Nevuah, Divrei Yamim Aleph Chaf Hei Beis. When Chizkiyahu rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, he commanded the Levium to praise Hashem with the words of David and Asaf HaChoze, Divrei Yamim Beis Chaf Tes Lamed. Rav Yochanan says Asaf was one of the three sons of Korach. Rav disagrees, and he says Asaf could not have been one of Korach's sons based on the Pesukim in Divrei Yamim Aleph Vav Chav Beis to Chav Ches. So we have Mizmor La'asaf, and he says, Ach Tov Li Yisrael Elokim Lebarei Levav. Ach Tov, Rak Tov, says Rav Hirsch. No matter what, like the Radak says, no matter what happens to me, this conviction will remain firm, even when all other beliefs are shattered. Ach Tov Li Yisrael Elokim Levarei Levav, even when Hashem is Elokim, which is Din, he's still truly good. All of the Ra, which seems like Din, which seems so tough, is really good in disguise. Who are these Barei Levav? So a Bar Lev, says Rav Hirsch, that a person can be a Tahor Levav Miteva Briyasa by his nature, but a Bar Lev is Lashon Beirur, of clarifying, removing the evil. Somebody who did it on its own work, pri chinuch atzmi. Bari lev ele yodim eze koach mechanech mitzaref mo'il u'meoded mebchina musarit. Temudafka b'shaot ha'amumot shel ha'chayim. U'mevinim she'af ha'davar ha'mar biyoter rabba mimenu, tov hu, ki Hashem hu tachlit ha'tov. So these people understand, these Bari Levav, know that dafka when times are rough, that it's good. When you work on yourself to be pure, to have this pure faith, then you realize that the rough times are there to get you to a better place, that it's all for the good. Ach Tov Li Yisrael Elokim LeBarei Levav. Even it's all good, and even when it's Midas Hadin, it's good. And this is understood by the Barei Levav. Ve'ani. But as for me, Kim'at Natayu Raglai Ka'ayin Shupchu Ashurai. My feet were nearly turned astray. Like nothing, my steps would have been washed aside. Says the Radak, I was overcome by doubts. I almost turned my path of life towards Kfira. Wow, Ke'ayin, like nothing, without faith. I was walking on thin air with nothing to support me, says the Radak. Tzudas David says, in an instant, I was swallowed up. My steps would have been washed aside. So what's this Ashur? So it says Rav Hirsch, that Ashur is a powerful, purposeful stride. Hatzad ha-gavri ha-chazak. Very powerful, you know where you're going. Shvoch is the opposite. just spilled out. So what he's saying here is that a person who doesn't have Hashem is just sort of spilled out. Whatever happened to me, whatever superficial, external things were happening to me, that was what was affecting me. I was just spilled out. I was losing my faith. Almost stumbled, I almost turned astray. I became like nothing in almost no time. Shupchu ashurai, my strong steps were spilled out. Hastiya hamamashit, says Refresh, miderech hayashar eina latotza mishfichat ashurim ovdan habitachon. This netiyas haregel, this falling away from the derech hayashar, is an outcome of a loss of trust in Hashem. Ki kineti baholelim shalom rishaim ere. For I envied the madmen when I saw the peace of the wicked. Rashi says, holim zashon mahu, mixed up, confounded, confused. Says the Radak, that because of their mad obsession with worldly pleasures, these madmen perverted their order of priorities. Their own personal gratification has taken precedence over all other considerations. So they'll do any crime, these holalim. So Shalom Rishayim Eres, says the Radak, that when I witnessed crime which escaped punishment, and violence which was rewarded with tranquility, my faith in a just God began to waver. Says Harav Hirsch, Minayin ba'at motetut mesukenet zo, ki etchalti lekanei ba'ele, shiyadati alehem, shealaf pe'eram achitzoni, chaser lehem kol garin ruchani umusari, v'rei gam ra'iti b'nei adam matzlichim biyoter, החיים ברשע, בפומבי, ומתעלמים בגלוי מתורת השם ודרישותיה. כי הנה בפירושו למצוא אצל הזולת מה שאדם חושב שיוכל לטובו לעצמו. So why was he almost crumbling? Because he started having jealousy. He saw these people who are doing so well. They have their yacht, they have their mansion, they have their fancy car. And they don't care about Torah. They're living such immoral lives. Kinei bim means that I find by the other person what I think I can take for myself. Kinei karov el kana, shino harisha. It's interesting. He says that the knot mashahu is to acquire. Kinei, when I'm a kane somebody, when I'm jealous, what I'm really saying is that I deserve to acquire this for myself. Halel b'minyan kal zarach ziv v'tiferet b'li tochen pnimi b'pi'el hachzer or hafetz karnei or romez al metziut garin pnimi u'mikan gam הכרת גדלותו של אדם והבאתו. So it's this shine. He sees that they're so shining, these people. And they're bad people. Shalom Rishaim Ereh. I see the peace of the Rishaim. Like we saw before from the Radak, they're doing crimes and they're not getting punished. The whole world is holeless, is confusion. The wicked are prospering and the righteous are suffering. And I said, hey, maybe it's better to be a bad guy. What did the famous pop star say in the 80s? It's better to laugh with the sinners than die with the saints. The sinners have much more fun. So that's what Asaf is saying over here. In Avis, in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Chof Aleph, it says, Rav Lazar Kapper Omer, Hakina Batai B'Kavim, Otsias Adam and Ha'olam. Rashi explains, Hakina Shekinei Korach B'Moshe V'Aaron. Hari Sheyele Korach HaMidah Rashi Kina'ah, Korach had this Midah of Kina. And B'nei Korach got that Midah from them. Because Midah arose you get from your Avos, like the Ran says in his Joshua, the Kliyakor and Parshas Chayisara. So according to the Shita that Asaf was descended from Korach, it's very good. He also had this Midah of Kina. Continues the pasuk dalet ki ein chartzubot lemotam uvari ulam, because there are no fetters to their death, their vitality is sound. Chartzubos are bonds or shackles, as we see in Yeshayahu Nunches Vav. So not only do the wicked live their lives unencumbered by limitations or restraints, but they even die and nobody's bothering them. They're healthy and comfortable until their moment of death. But the righteous seem to suffer a lot. They have a lot of tsar haguf. So it would seem more righteous and merciful for Hashem to release them from their tormented existence. But he doesn't. But they seem to have these fetters, these shackles, that prevent them from being released from this all this sorrow that they have, all this suffering. As Rashi explains, Rashi also quotes the Gemara that chartzubos is two words, that they're not charedim, they're not afraid, they're not atzeven, they're not distressed. It says in the Gemara, Darish Rabba Barav Ula, Maitech Siv Kein Chartzubos Lemoslem Vari Ulam. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lodayin L'Rishayim She'en L'Charedim V'Atzevim Yom HaMisa El Shalibam Bari Lahem Ke'ulam. Not only are they not worried and nervous about their day of death, but they have big, strong, their vitality is sound, they're feeling good about things. So the Gra says in Aderes Eliyahu Dvarim Lamed Beis Lamed, Ki nefesh hachotes hu b'shnei panim, o sheyodeh ribonon hu mechavein limrod bo, machmas tavas libu v'zenekwa leiv tamei, o machmas shedaka yishara v'eina v'yitzara mar lo panim leheter. So two ways to go. One is that a person knows God and he desires to rebel against him because he has a taiva. That's called a leiv tamei. Or sometimes he thinks that he's doing the right thing and the yitzahara shows him that he's doing the right thing. Not intending to rebel. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Says the Gravel of a Sichon, Machmas Shnei Apanim, Machmas Shiksha Hashem Esrucho, V'nira Lo Shezeo Derech Hayasher Lasses Kain, V'od V'imetzis Levo V'shia Leif Tamei B'merit U'B'mal. So, Sichon started up in two ways. Number one, he thought it was the right thing to do. And number two, he had a leif tameh that he wanted to rebel against Hashem. Two types of evil, the Gra says. And maybe that's what it means over here. Ein chartzubos lemosam, she'enam charedim v'atzevim miyom ha'misa, machmas shedarko yasher be'enav, ve'yetzahara maral opanim laheter. So he's not charedim atzev. He says, no, what I'm doing is the right thing. Ubari ulam, and they also have this, their vitality is sound, because they have this leiv tameh because of their taivas. They have both rows. First, they're telling themselves that they're doing the right thing, and at the same time, they're rebelling against Hashem. They have this Lev Tameh that's doing such terrible things. Rashi says on Shabbos, what does it mean, Ubari Ulam? Shepischo Pasuach V'Rachav, that it's open and broad and wide. So in Erevin and Gimel Amud Aleph, it says, Livan Shel Rishayim Pepischo Shel Ulam, the earlier generations, their hearts are wide like the opening of the Ulam. V'Shel Achronik Pepischo Shel Heichal, V'Anan Kimelo Machat Nekev Sidkis. And later generations, like the Pesach of the Heichal, smaller opening, and we just like a needle's opening, we're very small. So the Maharal in his Akdamah to the Be'er HaGola explains that a person has a guf and a seichel. The Doris Harishonim, the Koach HaSichli was miskaber al aguf. They were very intellectual and spiritual, so they had this broad heart to be makabel chachma, and the body wasn't bothering them, and that's like a big opening, because the Pesach of the Ulam is 20 amos. It's more than you need. So when the seichel is gover al aguf, it's more than what's necessary. The achronim were pischo shel heichel, that's a regular Pesach. The seichel wasn't gover al aguf. There was a balance between the seichel and the guf. That's the Maharal and Hazakdama to the Be'er HaGola. Where the Gran Aderes Eliyahu and Dvarim Chaf Yutes says that a person has two hearts. In other words, he has two yetzers, one telling him to do good, one telling him to do bad. And afterwards, when he eats the bread of Torah, the Yetzer Hara turns into a Yetzer Tov, b'chol avavcha b'shnei yetzerecha. The Gra in Aderes Elio and Yona Dalet Yud Aleph says that we have two kleios yotzos, two kidneys that are giving us Eitza, one the Tova, one the Ra, Bracha Samach Aleph, but the Tzadik serves Hashem with both. Bracha Samach Aleph on the Beis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that Tzadikim, the Yetzer Hara, judges them. Rishayim, that Tzadikim, the Yetzer Tov, judges them. Rishayim, the Yetzer Ra, and the Beinonim Zebizeh and other Tzadikim serves Hashem with his Yetzer HaTov. He turns everything into the Yetzer HaTov. The Rasha turns everything into the Yetzer HaRa. And that's maybe what it says, Ubari Ulam, that their hearts are open like an Ulam. So this person, these Rishayim, it's like the Ulam is such a big opening, so they also have a big opening, even more than you need, because they were using everything, all of their hearts was used for Ra. That's the Bari Ulam, that all of their heart was for Ra, was for evil, and they had such a big heart for that. Continues the Pasuk, Be'amal enosh einemo, ve'im adam lo yinugo, in the toil of frail humans, they are nowhere, and with mankind, they are not plagued. Says the Radak and the Ibn Ezra that the wicked prosper greatly without any effort or exertion, and the toil of the frail humans, they're nowhere, they're not involved, they don't have to toil, they got so much money and they just chill out. As Refersh explains, Otai Gyali Timi Gyal Rik Shimenat Chalko Shel Kol Adam Yinigo Nega Gzera Miuchedet Meit Hashem Negiya Miuchedet Kiviyachol Shel Yad Hashem. So that yegia, which is sometimes for naught, they don't have that. They're just so successful. Be'amal enosh einemo, they are nowhere. They don't have that. They're successful. V'im adam lo yinugo, they're not plagued with mankind. The neg is a plague that's come specially from Hashem. Vayinaga Hashem is paro. V'im adam lo yinugo, says Rav Hirsch, b'yot hanega berabim behem lo yigal ra. When you have this nega, when you have this epidemic that so many people suffer from, the wicked people get away with it. You see, so many tzaddikim dying from this coronavirus, and we have some rishayim who are still good and healthy. These are the questions. They're very strong questions. We're allowed to ask questions. Meg Fregan, as they say in Portuguese. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Tesam Ebeis, Kol Adam L'Amal Nivra, Shenamra Adam L'Amal Yulad, V'ainu Dama Rabba, Kula Gufi Driftki Ninu, Tuvi L'Dezachi, Dehavi Driftki Doiraisa. Everybody was created to toil. And Rabba says that everybody's Driftki, Tarchanim, Kol Agufim L'Amal Nivru, all bodies are created for toil. Tuvi L'Dezachi, meaning fortunate, Asher of L'Misha, Zach of Yah, Mola V'Tarcho V'Tar. So we all have to toil. But these guys don't seem to be toiling. Lachain says Pasuk Vav. Anakatmo Gava. Ya'atof Shit Chamat La Chamas Lamo. Therefore their necklace is pride, and wrapping their body with their own violence. So they become arrogant. They don't have any pain. They don't have this amel. And they flaunt it as if it was a necklace. And they think they're a special breed. It's like a badge. They're a superior race. They walk around thinking they're so great. Says a Rav Hirsch, Mishum kacha gaava hi lehem anak v'shit, amidatam al raglehem kol hofaatam v'dmutam al derech shit zona atufa chamas. Their whole appearance is their violence, their dishonesty. Ma she'acherim menasim lehalim, what other people try to hide, kedei leherot lefachot kinikiyei kapayim, to look at least like they're honest. There is a little bit of remnant of a little bit of a tax to morality. What others try to hide, they reveal. Their chamas, their violence is their gaiva. They're so proud of the fact, says refers that they don't care about Hashem. These are really bad dudes. Excuse me. Yatsa mechelev enemo avru maskiot levav. Bulging from corpulence are their eyes. They went beyond the fantasies of the heart. So these guys, as Rashi says, they become so fat because they do so many crimes. They have so much money. They buy a lot of food. So here Rashi explains on Pasuk Zion that hunger, poverty, or many tears cause the eyes to sink deeply into the sockets. But thick cushions form around the eyes of the fat man, and they look like his eyes are bulging out. They went beyond the fantasies of the heart, the Avru Maskios Levav, says Rashi in the Radak. The heart is called Sechvi because it's Soche, to see, it's observant. So it can have imagination. Any luxury which the heart of the wicked imagined was granted to them. They receive pleasures even beyond their greatest expectations. Avru maskios leva. They went beyond what the heart can see, the fantasies of the heart. Beyond all demionos. Beis Halevi in Parashas Bereishis says that all of the tshukas and chemdas olam hazeh are dimyon kozev. We see b'chush to kol dover olam hazeh shtokukus lezeh hu meruba yoyser me'etzem atanuk sheyesh b'oisa dover. Usually when somebody desires something, his desire is much greater than the pleasure he actually gets from it. A woman wants a new dress. She really wants the new dress. So she finally gets the new dress and she doesn't enjoy it as much as she imagined that she would. And that's this world. It looks really good. It shines. But then when you get it, you see it's not exactly what you thought. So that's the most people. But here Asaf is saying that these people, Avru Maskios Levav, maybe he's saying that they went beyond the fantasies of the heart. In other words, they imagined it would be X good, and it was even greater than they imagined. Usually it's much less than you imagine. But for them, it's greater than they imagined, just emphasizing what a great life these people seem to have. Yamiku v'yidabru v'ra oshek mimarom yidaberu. They consume and speak of foul oppression. Out of haughtiness they speak. Mak means to melt, to dissolve, to waste away. So what does that mean? They consume. They waste away and speak a foul oppression. They mercilessly deride their enemies. Their foul words of scorn and derision destroy all those who stand in their path. So Rashi in the Radak. V'yidabru b'ra'u sheik, and they speak of foul oppression. They're impudent. They don't even conceal their crimes. They're boastful. They're so proud of what they do, says the Ibn Ezra. What is yamiku? Says Rav Hirsch. Mik min makak. Harekev. That there's this rotting. Oshek miniyata magia b'schut, miniyata tzedek. That's when you deny what belongs to somebody. Yamiku ledaber yagbiru tigravon ra'atam. They increase the rottedness of their evil. Aidei diburehem ala. They talk about it. Their speech is worse than their deeds. Mimarom yidaberu. Hem medabrim kilu mimarom, says Rav Hirsch. They speak from high above, as if what they're doing is the right thing. So, continue. Pasuk tes shatu v'shamayim pihem. Ulishonam tihalach ba'aretz. They direct their mouths against heaven, and their tongue struts on earth. They throw blasphemous abuse heavenward. They deny the power of Hashem. Paras said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo." Sancheirev and Nebuchadnezzar also started up with Hashem that way. Ulishonam tihalach ba'aretz. Their tongue struts on earth. According to the Gemara in Erchin, this is talking about those who speak Lashon Hara, their tongue struts through the earth, dragging along hopeless victims. The crimes perpetrated by their mouths grow and grow. Their enormity reaches the highest heavens. The vicious slanderers first heap scorn and derision on holy men, even the Nevi'im. They trample them in the dust, and then they set their mouths against Hashem. Shatu b'shamayim piyam, even against Hashem. Rav Hirsch, shatu af klapei shamayim emetichim divrehem, even against Hashem. They have an opinion about everything. They make themselves as if they're the masters of the land. Next pasuk, Lachen Yashuv Amo Halom Umei Male Yimatsu Lamo. Therefore he turns his people here, and abundant waters seemed drained by them. Hashem gave the wicked such success, so Hashem causes, so to speak, his faithful followers to neglect his ways and to turn towards the lifestyle of the wicked. That's what Rashi says. He turns his people here, and abundant water seems drained by them. Rashi says the teachings of the Torah are like a full reservoir of fresh flowing water, but the success of the wicked undermines the prestige of the Torah to such an extent that even the Torah's adherents may come to see the Torah as a diminishing trickle rather than a powerful reservoir. And they say, how does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? So they ask, how do we know? How do we know that there's an all-powerful God? That's their question. How do we know there's an all-powerful God? According to Rashi, these are people who used to believe. They used to believe, and now they're asking questions. Is it really still true? Rashi writes, Yeshomer Harashim, Lufidaiti Shomrim Hem Am Hashem, Vaitine Eila Rishim. So he says that it's a talk, some people say it's talking about the bad guys. But Rashi says that no. The former good guys. Hine eila rishayim v'shalve olam izgu chayil. Behold, these are the wicked. Always at ease, they accumulate wealth. Look at how they flaunt the Torah with insolence. So this shows that the good guys are talking, because they say, surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in cleanliness. So he falls into despair. He wonders, why should I struggle to purify my thoughts and actions if I'm going to be plagued like a sinner? Is it worth it for me? Refresh. Aitazo yigal arik sheshamarti ator machshavti v'anikiyon kapai. It was for nothing. Vehi nagua kol hayom betochachti labkarim. I was plagued all day and chastised every morning. I'm always plagued by these evildoers, even though I try to be a good guy. I was trying to be good, and I ended up getting hit by that. pasuk tesvav. First v'sochachti lebekarim, and chastise every morning, no matter how hard I struggle to remain unsullied. Every day I have misfortune. So maybe I'm not going on the proper path. V'chol tochecha li she'ini holech b'derech yishara pagabi midei yom. So I tried to remain good. And yet I still kept getting punished. Im amarti asapra chemor, hinei dor banecha bagadeti. For I was plagued all day. Had I said, im amarti asapra chemor, I will tell how it is, then the generation of your children I would have betrayed. This is now Asaf talking. According to Rashi ben Ezra, the Radak said it's all the leaders. I can't bear to accept for myself or to reveal to others the full extent of the crisis of faith that confronts the righteous people who suffer. Would be terrible if I would speak this out. Well, what would end up happening? Ba'achashva ladat zot amal hu beinai. And when I reflected to understand this, it was iniquity in my eyes. So, if I would have made the masses, if I would have spoken this out, I would have made the masses who heed my arguments into traitors. Even your sons, even people who used to be close to you, would rebel against you. Dor b'necha bagadati. And when I reflected to understand this, I dared not tell others how perplexing the dilemma was. But in my own mind, I was allowed to think about it. Says the Radak, I wanted to justify what Hashem was doing. So these are really, really powerful questions, like very open. You know, he's really saying this is the way he feels. But now comes the key pasuk. Ad avo el mikdashi kel, avina la'acharitam. Until I entered the sanctuaries of Hashem, then I understood their end. Life seems so unfair, because I said it's all about Gashmias. And then I looked at higher things. I concentrated on the enrichment of the soul, says the Rashbam, the Radak. I recognized that even though suffering was tearing down my body, it was building my soul into a sanctuary of eternal bliss. I realize that the wicked are getting all of their zchuyos in this world and nothing in the next world. I change my attitude, I lift up my sights to the sanctuary of Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash. There the Kohanim, the Talmid Chachamim, show to me the secret of true success. Rashi says that inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh, I looked into the future and saw the fate of those who dared to attack the Beis HaMikdash. Sancheirev, Nebuchadnezzar, Titus. From these terrible people, I learned that success is an illusion. That's how Hashem ensnares the wicked, and ultimately they're doomed. first says that the Beis HaMikdash is split up into a few parts. That's why it's called Mikdashei Kel, Adavol Mikdashei Kel. Mikdashim Shel Kel. So each part of the Beis HaMikdash reflects a different part of Hashem's glory. Rav Moshe Shapiro often used to quote this Perek of Tehillim. Yaakov Katz, I think I heard both of them talking about it, that when you get to the Beis HaMikdash, when you get to that higher place, then everything becomes clear. We quoted the Ibn Ezra before to read his Lashon, V'tam Mikdashi Kel, Shasham, Mikdashi Kel, Shasham Kanai, Kanai Hashem, V'chach Me Yisrael, V'hem Life isn't about this world, life is about next world. That's what the Kohanim and Chachamim explained. Avina lacharisam, I understand what the end is. It says in Brachas, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rava, every almel the rishi gemur the tzaddiki gemuri. The world is either for the biggest rishaim or the biggest tzaddikim. Rashi says the rishi gemur olam hazeh shein lahem b'olam haba klum tzichin litol scharim kan, like achav. So this world is either for the rishaim, they're not getting olam habas, they're getting all their scharim olam hazeh. And the tzaddiki gemur olam haba shein lahem olam hazeh klum, or the olam habas for the tzaddikim, they don't have anything in this world, like Rav Chanina ben Dosa, who barely ate kav chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. And you see weiter in the Gemara, lo evri alma l'achav ben Omri, or Chanina ben Dosa l'achav ben Omri is this world, because he's getting all his chayr in this world. Rav Chanina ben Dosa is in the next world. David Soloveitchik explains that we see that the ikar b'riyas ha'adam in this world is not for the tzaddikim. It's taka for the rishayim, the big chiddush. We'll think, this world's for the tzaddikim. No, this world's for the rishayim. Rabbi Akiva, they were combing his flesh with masreko shel barzel, and the Malachi Yashari said, Zutor v'zuschara, amalam chelkom b'chayim. Seder is going to get olam haba, but what? But they were asking about olam hazeh. What was he being killed in such a grotesque way for? So what's the answer of Chelkom B'chayim? So Hashem is saying that you can't ask Zutor V'Zuschara, because Rabbi Akiva has no shaychus to this world. This world isn't for him. The next world is for him. And that's what the Ibn Ezra says, Shalo huva adam b'olam hazeh l'sanigbo, Rakshtia chariso tova. We're not created for pleasures in this world. We're created for the next world. And that's why, that's how we understand the suffering of the tzaddikim in this world and the Rishayim's success. Because this world is not our world. Our world is the next world if we want to be tzaddikim. But the Rishayim, their world is this world. But for that you need the Mikdash. Then things become clear that we're here for Ruchnias. But if a person is not in the Mikdash, then he's here for Gashmias, and he doesn't understand this lesson. So B'siyata Dishmaya, we reached until Pasuk Yud Ches. And that's a lot of Tehillim that we learned together, B'siyata Dishmaya. And Mirtza Hashem, in the next shiur, I'd like to finish the parak, I hope, and then move on and learn so much more, because there are so many lessons to be derived from this holy sefer. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.